Dave Lopes, ready to start it. Here to describe it,
Milo Hamilton.
All right, thank you, Ernie, very much, and hello again, everybody. We are set to go. Ron Reed is winding, and the first pitch of this big night is a strike. It's called, and it's 0-1. Lopes, in the first series for the Dodgers, came up with four hits. He's batting .333, one double in the four hits. Reed kicks and fires, breaking ball away, and the count is even at 1-1. The Giants beat the Reds 4-3 at Candlestick, and the New York Yankees knocked off Cleveland 5-3. The 1-1 pitch. Strike called across his knees on the inside corner. Perhaps with Cleveland losing, that's one of the reasons that the commissioner couldn't make it here tonight. He's paying his condolences in Cleveland, because that's where he is. Ball low outside, 2-2. The commissioner of baseball is not here tonight for the biggest night in baseball, the game that he is ahead of. He couldn't find time to honor Henry Aaron. The 2-2 pitch, bounce foul back here to the left. And he won't be here tomorrow night either. He's going to stay over and see the Indians open. I'd like to have somebody name me three Indians at Cleveland. He's at a dinner there tonight, and with all apologies to Cleveland, I don't know of any dinner that could be big enough to keep him there instead of here. Swing and a foul back, and it's still 2-2. All right, plate umpire Davidson looking over the ball. He's going to throw it out of the game. The Braves on the field have Mike Lum at first. The second baseman is Davey Johnson. The shortstop, Craig Robinson. At third, Darrell Evans. The outfield left to right is Aaron, Baker, and Gar. Vic Correll, just been with the club about a week, starting here again tonight. That's high, and he's gone full to the leadoff batter. And Bill Buckner is due up next. Sign given, read ready. Payoff pitch. Off speed, strike three called. One away. Reed ran the ball in right on his kneecaps. Lopes has been called out on strikes. One up and one away, and it'll bring up Bill Buckner, the left fielder.
Number 22, left fielder, Bill Buckner.
Bill Buckner had a couple of hits in their opening series. He is 2-for-9, one RBI. Pitched to him as a ball. No other games tonight. The two scores we gave you, that's the extent of the schedule. They were both this afternoon. A hot dog wrapper, something blowing around, and plate umpire Davidson retrieves it. You can tell what kind of a mood this crowd is in. They even applaud for him. One ball and no strikes. Boy, what a night. The 1-0 pitch. Bouncer out over the mound. Second baseman Johnson to his right. Turns, throws, got him, and it's two away. Bill Buckner is out, Davey Johnson to Mike Lum, and it brings up the center fielder, Jimmy Wynn. Jimmy Wynn, of course, who had some good years with Houston, but the last couple of years has fallen off and a little out of favor as well over there. A change of scenery might be what the doctor ordered. Wynn would seem to give a little evidence of that. He only had seven hits in their opening series. He's hitting .538, drove in seven runs with three home runs. Pitched to him as a ball. It's rather significant in the fact that 2 years ago he only hit seven home runs all year, and he got three in the first series this year. Ball, 2-0. Nobody on, two down. Win the hitter, Ferguson would be next. Ron Reed against Al Downing in the first game of a four-game series. Reed to the wind in the 2-0 pitch. Stir right call, breaking pitch in the outside corner.
He's Reed making some pretty good pitches.
Improvement this spring, it would have to be the fact that he looked more like a pitcher, decided he challenged the hitters more, and as a result had a good spring. A high pop, should be an easy inning. Right side, Mike Lum waiting for it to come down. It might bring rain. He got it, and it's three up and three down. So Reed takes care of Lopes, Buckner, and Wynn in the middle of the first in Atlanta Stadium. The Dodgers, no runs and no hits. And our Braves are just now coming into bat. Al Downing warming up. We'll place the Dodgers on the field in a moment. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Atlanta Braves solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the description and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Atlanta Braves, a subsidiary of the Atlanta LaSalle Corporation, is prohibited. On the field, as Downing warms up to his catcher, Ferguson, they've got Garvey at first, Lopes at second, the shortstop is Russell, and Say is at third. Their outfield left to right is Buckner, Wynn, and Crawford. Brave coaches in place, Jimmy Busby at first, Connie Ryans at third. Al Downing was 9-9 last year. In the big leagues, he's won 115 and lost 97. He was 2-0 against the Braves last year, 5-0 lifetime. Since he's been with the Dodgers, the Braves have never been able to get to him in a verdict. They've knocked him out, but never beaten him. He gave up a couple of home runs to Aaron last year, but he has become an entirely different pitcher than when he used to be with the Yankees. He's joined that Dodger mod of throwing screwballs. All right, here is Ralph Garr leading it off. Garr is looking for his first hit of the year. He's 0 for 13. Rough start for a guy who... He just grabbed a hot dog wrapper. So he's got the good eye. Garr failed a hit in 13 trips at Cincinnati, and Al Downing is ready to work as he gets the sign from Ferguson. Little lefty fires. Swing and a bouncer right back to the mound. Easy play. And it's one gun. One pitch and one out. That'll bring up Mike Lum, who had a good series at Cincy. He had four hits, drove in three runs. Left-hand batter against the left-hand pitcher. In fact, Downing will look at three left-hand batters right off the top of the lineup. High and inside, ball one. Al Downing never really reached the stardom that the Yankees had predicted for him. Low outside, ball two. Nobody on here, one out. Took one pitch to retire Garr. Now it's 2-0 to Lum. Evans due up next. There's a drive toward the right field corner. If it's fair, but it is bending foul. He hit it into the pavilion down the right side, but it curved off foul. Lum gave that ball a good ride, especially off of a left-hander.
He's been hitting the lefties very well. Looks like he got a fastball. Of course, Downing was behind on it, didn't want to go 3-0, and Lum almost got the Braves out in front by one.
Downing was a 20-game winner with the 71 Dodgers, the best year he ever had in the big leagues. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Strike call. Little let-up right in on his hands, and it's 2-2. Evans on deck, and down in the hole at the bat rack, Henry Aaron. Two balls, two strikes. Sign given by Ferguson. Little lefty leans forward, delivers. A high bounce. Pitcher will wait for it to come down. Throws, got him. Two away. That'll bring up Darrell Evans. Evans in the Cincinnati series had four hits, one of them a homer and four RBIs. His three-run blow yesterday propelled Negro and the Braves to their first win of the year. They were battling to salvage something out of Riverfront, and they did yesterday. Pitch to Evans, swing and a bouncer, second, Lopes up. Easy, three up and three down, and both pitchers have easy opening innings. At the end of one in Atlanta Stadium, Milo Hamilton and Ernie Johnson with a story on a thrilling night. Dodgers nothing, Braves nothing. As far as results, but there's a long way to go. Here is Ferguson in their opening series at four hits, and the first pitch to him is a strike call. Make that three hits, drove in one run. He was 3-for-10. Right-hand batter with power. Strike called, 0-2. This fellow really had a great year last year for this club. 25 homers, 88 runs batted in. Feet wide apart. Reads pitch. Off speed just outside. And it's 1-2. Braves and the Dodgers. The first hitter up in the bottom of the second will be Henry Aaron. Swings and he misses and he struck him out. So as he did in the first inning, Reed starts it off with a strikeout. Before Crawford steps in, we'll pause quickly for station identification. This is the Braves Baseball Network.
WSB Radio, Atlanta.
The family that camps together has fun together at Hightower Falls Park in Cedartown. Join in the fun with your family. Hightower Falls Park is for everybody.
Willie Crawford, the first pitch to him is a ball. Crawford had 4 hits in 10 trips in their opening series. They were all singles, did not have an RBI. He'll be followed by Ron Say, the third baseman, who had a good opening series that we'll tell you about when he comes up. Hello. 2 balls and no strikes. A very colorful pregame ceremony. Wished you could have all been here. I got to tell you, there were a few goosebumps in this place. Bouncer, short, Robbie in, near the bag, throws, and he got it. 2 away. Crawford out, short to first, Craig Robinson to Mike Lum. Here is Say, who had 6 hits, 2 of them doubles, drove in 7 runs. So he got off to a great start. This little guy looks as though he's going to be their third baseman for a while, and they've had a parade of third basemen over the years.
Yes, he's probably the best they've had for a few years and could be out there a long time. He's young.
That's a bouncer foul back to the left side where Steve Gardy's waiting on the on-deck circle. There's a big flag of the USA out in center. It stretches from left center to right center. And it played a great part in the pageantry here, depicting some of the great times in Henry Aaron's life. Outside a ball, and it's 1-1. Say last year hit 15 homers, drove in 80 runs. First year in the big leagues. Strike right across his knees. And on the inside corner, and that's what's made him a better pitcher so far this year.
And he has thrown some breaking balls when he's behind. Like 2 balls, no strikes, he's thrown a breaking ball. He's pitched well here tonight.
1-2 pitch. Swinging, back off, Reed, Karen to Lum, perfect bounce, step on the bag and he got it. How about that? Hey, maybe that's the kind of a night it's going to be. You score it 1-3, it caromed off Reed's body. It bounced to Lum, who won the race to the bag, and it's 3 up and 3 down. We are in the middle of the second inning. It's the Dodgers nothing and the Braves nothing. And this crowd is up. Henry Aaron is coming to bat for the first time at home in 1974. And it doesn't take a mind reader to read the collective mind that's here in this ballpark tonight. They came to see him pass the babe. He's tied at 714. The pitcher facing him also wears the number 44. Let's see if that's an omen. The pitch to Aaron. Ball, it's a little high. Aaron has hit 1 home run. That was a 3-run homer opening day that tied the great Bambino. And the crowd responds when the first pitch is not in the strike zone. The 1-0 pitch. Strike call in the outside corner. And the count is even and a ball and a strike. Downing will be booed if he does and booed if he doesn't. There's no way Downing can win in this battle. 1 ball, 1 strike. Aaron leading off the second. We are scoreless. 1-1 pitch. Bounced it up there. 2 balls and a strike. Walter Alston has the shift on. I don't remember too many times that the Dodgers have done that. They've got 3 infielders on the third base side of second. The outfield is swung way around to the left and deep. The staccato applause, the 2-1 pitch to the hammer, into the dirt, a ball, and it's 3-1. All right, this was the count that he had on Thursday when he tied the babe, 3-1. Al Downing has the sign, winding, 3-1 pitch. Ball, he walked him, and Aaron is on. first base runner of the night is Henry Aaron with a walk. That'll bring up Dusty Baker, the center fielder. Baker had three hits at Cincy, drove in one run. He was 3 for 13. Runner at first, Henry Aaron. He's the first base runner on either side. Dusty Baker, the batter. Stands not too deep, but he is toward the back of the batter's box. Has some power, and the pitch on the way. Strike down the middle. Baker had his best year last year. His goal, of course, is to improve on it. Good young ball player, Dusty Baker. The pitch. Outside. A ball and a strike to Baker. On deck for Atlanta, you have second baseman Davey Jensen. They sold standing room only seats here today. The pitch. A high bounce. Over third. Base hit. Left field. Aaron will try for third. He'll make it because the ball got away. They're going to wave Henry to the plate. He will score. The throw to third. Out at third base. But Aaron scores and it's 1-0. Baker will be credited with a hit and an RBI. And Dusty, Connie Ryan talking to him. I can't tell whether he jammed a leg or what, but he's all right. Baker gets a hand for a daring slide down there. It was a very close play. They've scored an E7 on the play, and that will permit the run to score, so there would be no RBI. Davey Jensen swings and drives one foul up to the left side. It's 1-0 Atlanta. Baker would get credit for a double and then thrown out at third base for the left fielder. Davey looks at one wide. One ball, one strike. Jensen in the young season has had one hit, drove in a run. High fly ball, medium center, Jimmy Lynn coming on, and it's two away. That'll bring up Vic Correll. It's a double, thrown out, 7-5. Error 7, no RBI as we get the official results from the official scorer tonight. Vic Correll, the catcher, is 0-3 in the young season. He's facing Al Downing with nobody on and two away. The pitch. Bounced it up there and it's 1-0. Aaron walked to start the inning. Baker has the only hit, a double. Atlanta leading 1-0. We're in the Atlanta second. Al Downing ready. Left-hander delivers. Low outside, ball two. Shortstop Craig Robinson would be next. One of the great opening nights of all time, I'm sure. Jam-packed Atlanta Stadium. The 2-0 pitch. Bouncer, shortstop, good stop by Russell. Turns, throws, got him. Boy, what a reaction by Russell. He can pick it, boys. Fine play, took a hit away from Correll. One run, one hit, one error, nobody left. We've completed 2 in Atlanta. Braves 1, Dodgers nothing.
Once.
As we go to the third, Garvey looks at Reed, and to tell you about it, here's Ernie.
Thank you, Milo. The first pitch swung on, miss. Garvey, a right-handed batter, hitting 250. 2-for-8 with a home run and 2 RBIs. Playing first base for the Dodgers, he'll be followed by Bill Russell. Reed whining the 0-1. Swung on, bounced slowly toward third. Evans comes in, has it. Throwing! Not in time. He couldn't get it out of his glove. Evans had difficulty getting it out of his glove. Slow bounce at a third. Let's see how they score it. Here's Bill Russell. Ask Evans, he'll tell you he should have thrown him out, but we'll see how they score it. Russell, right-handed batter, the pitch to him. Low and away on a breaking ball. Russell batting 364, 4 for 11, has an RBI, off to a fast start. From the belt, the 1-0 pitch. 2-0. Hui on Bui assigned this one by. Maybe it was best he didn't come. 2-0 pitch. Here it is. Strike call. Then no decision on that play. He's at first base. 2-1. Russell waits. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on, high fly right center. Baker back, Gar back. Oh, it drops. All hands safe. Runners at second and third. Goes as a base hit. It should have been caught. Somebody's got to catch that ball. A high fly ball right center that Gar and Baker had difficulty getting together on. It dropped out there. Runners at second and third. Reed's support hasn't actually been brilliant here in the third. Now here's Al Downing. He'll work from the stretch. Reed, the pitch swung on, miss. Downing up for the first time. Braves with their infield back. Rain starting to come again. Braves leading 1-0. Dodgers threatening. Swing and a miss. Now they've given a base hit, I guess, to Garvey. Yep, they have. Two hits on the board. The next pitch swung on, hit deep, foul to right. So an infield hit to Garvey. A double in right center by Russell. And the Dodgers have two on and nobody out. Wind and rain whipping around. No night for new hairdo. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on, line drive, hit, left center field. One in. Baker fields the ball. The throw. Runners will hold at first and third. So Downing helps his own cause with a solid single to center. Just out of the reach of a diving Craig Robinson. Anybody who walks to that plate with a bat is dangerous. Reed found out. As Downing singles, it's 1-1. Now the rain, a little heavier. Umbrellas up. Huge crowd, thousands turned away. Ran out of standing room only tickets. Wiping off home plate, Downing gets a windbreaker. Let's send a salute down to Clearwater, Florida. WTAN Radio in Clearwater. H. Dennison Parker, Frank Reed, Jim Short and the gang, the whole staff, commend them for picking up our games for the benefit of all the people in that area. Pitch to Lopes, high. So WTAN in Clearwater, carrying Braves radio in the Tampa, Clearwater, St. Petersburg area. And it's appreciated by all. 1-0 pitch from Reed. Swung on, bounce to third. They're coming to the plate. They got him hung up and tagged for out number two. Evans and Correll played that ball well. A bounce at a third. Russell tried to score. Evans fired home. Correll ran down Russell for out number two. Runners first and second. Fielder's choice. It goes two. Make that 5-2. That'll bring on Bill Buckner. 1-1 game, two away. Buckner grounded the second in the first inning. Now time called. Let's see. One out. My mistake. One out. That's what they're yelling about down there. The scoreboard had two. I had two. There's a foul away. Should have been two, at least. Runners first and second. Still raining. A run in, 1-1. Third inning. Reed from the belt. Pitching. Fastball outside. 1-1. Garvey had an infield hit. Russell, a double to right center. Downing a single for a run. Lopes out. The pitch. Swung on high pop. Let's see if this is out number two. Could be. Evans makes a catch. In foul territory, Evans takes a foul pop off the bat of Bill Buckner. Now two down for Jim Wynn. So Reed trying to get out of a jam here in the third inning. The Braves got a run in the second inning. The left fielder, Buckner, let a ball get away from him. Pitch to Wynn. High. We thought the rain might be through for the night. Earlier, there were a few clouds and some blue sky. Now it's back. 1-0 pitch. Low and away. 2-0. Downing's at second base. Lopes is at first. A 1-1 game. Three hits for the Dodgers. The 2-0 from Reed on the way. Swung on, hit to third, and by third off the glove of Evans. Another run will score. Aaron chasing the ball in left. Here comes Lopes. Here comes a throw. He's in. A vicious double over third that Evans diving for, just tipped with his glove.
Two bases.
The double and two RBIs. Just like that, the Dodgers, who have won three in a row, lead 3-1. There was nothing cheap about that one. A bullet over third. Here's Joe Ferguson. Reed had him three up and three down in the first two innings. Trouble in the third. The pitch to Joe. Foul back. Four hits in the inning. Two of them legitimate. Crawford would be next. The 0-1 pitch. Over the outside corner with a fastball. Same two clubs tomorrow night. Broadcast time 7:20. Remember our new starting time. 0-2. Ball strike three. Reed strikes out Ferguson for the second time. But the Dodgers get three on four hits. Leave one. Middle of the third inning. It's now Los Angeles 3, Atlanta 1. The run Aaron scored gives him 2,063. First National League. He's third all time. Every time Hank does something this year, it's a new record, it seems. The amateur radio operators worldwide are saluting Hank Aaron. The Atlanta Radio Club is operating a multi-transmitter station from within the stadium. They're receiving hundreds of radiograms congratulating Hank and wishing him well. If you'd like to send a free radiogram to Hank, contact the nearest radio amateur in your neighborhood. He will send your message. Tommy, they still call him Hams, do they? All right. Craig Robinson will lead it off. He got his first hit Sunday in Cincinnati for the year. He'll be followed by Ron Reed. Robinson also with an RBI. 3-1 Dodgers. Downing's pitch swung on, hit foul up by third. Downing staked to a two-run lead now. He leads 3-1 on four hits and one error. The Braves, one run, one hit, no errors. Sparse schedule around the American National League today. 0-1. Al Downing, clever lefty with a pitch. Screwball goes high and away. He's got a good slip pitch or a palm ball. Sneaky fastball. Knows how to pitch. 1-1. Robinson waits, a right-handed batter, the 1-1 pitch. Inside corner, 1-2. Jim Busby coaching at first base, Connie Ryan at third. Wherever you may be tonight, we hope that you're enjoying another Braves broadcast. 1-2 pitch from Downing, swung on, foul tip. The Reds will be in over the weekend. The Dodgers are here through Thursday. Then the Padres come in with Big Mac, Willie McCovey. Robbie chokes up on the bat a couple of inches. Downing looks him over. Downing's really in that hat tonight. Must be cold out on that mound. Windy, 1-2. He holds up just in time. 2-2. On a map of the United States, in a manner of a flag in center field, 2-2 pitch, high and away. Let's see if Robbie would line one right to about Milwaukee. It'd be about, oh, it'd be a single for sure. Three and two, and the payoff pitch. He's on with a walk. That's the second walk. Here's Ron Reed. Maybe Bunning. Let's watch and see. Reed, right-handed batter. An umbrella just went down on the field in right field. Nobody holding on to it, so everything's all right. Luke Lasseter and his gang out tonight. We got a big group over there. I guess he can't hear us. He usually can, and he does. You all right, Mr. Lasseter? Fine, nice to see you. What a turnout here tonight. Pitch to Reed, he squares the bunt, fouls it back. 0-1. People coming to the ball game today about 5:30 to 6 o'clock. The traffic was jammed up. 0-1 on Reed. They're looking for another bunt. Say is in tight at third. Robinson's at first. Nobody out. Ferguson with the sign. Downing pitching. Reed takes it. Fergie thought that was over. That was close. 1-1. Well, we had a nice time at the 400 luncheon today. One and one. The outfield shallowed up just a shade for Reed. They throw to first. They got him picked off. Al Downing just gave Craig Robinson a little touch of welcome to the bigs. He picked him off. No place to hide when that happens. You're right out there. That's one thing about baseball. Everybody sees your errors. You can hide them in the office. All right, Reed waiting in the 1-1. Fastball away. 2-1. Hundreds of riders from all over the country here. This broadcast being heard all over the southeast. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on, miss, 2-2. Also broadcast going back to Puerto Rico, the Dominican, Caracas, Venezuela. American Forces Radio also. Two-two. Downing's pitch. Swung on, miss, strikeout. This might even get up to Brattleboro, Vermont. All right, here's Gar. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. Dodgers are leading 3-1. Gar bounced to the pitcher in the first inning. Got the net out. Ralph might hit one up here. Left-handed batters do sometime. There's a fastball, almost hit Ralph. 1-0. The 1-0 pitch from the lefty Al Downing is swung on, hit through the third baseman in the left field. Downing looked like he had Gar. Let's see how they score that. It was well hit, but right through Say's legs. It's a boot. Here's Lum. Give Say an error. Put Gar at first base. He hit that ball pretty well. Gar is still looking for his first hit of the year. All right, Lum, 0-1. Pitch is over for a strike. Lum just missed a home run in the first inning. Hit a 2-0 pitch just past a pole and right. Downing from the belt. And the 0-1 pitch. Over. Darrell Evans on deck. Hank Aaron has batted once here tonight. They walked him. Ferguson with a sign. Gar with a pretty good lead. Downing looking at him. Pitching. Swung on. Missed strikeout. And Lum is out number three. Two strikeouts the inning for little Al Downing. No runs. No hits. A walk. An error. One left. Pickoff. A lot happened in that inning. After three, Los Angeles 3, Atlanta 1. Well, let's see if Reed can settle down a little bit. We move to the fourth inning. Crawford at the plate, and here's Milo.
All right, Crawford in the second inning bounced to short. With a little better support, Reed wouldn't have had that kind of trouble. Evans couldn't get a ball out of his glove, and Gar and Baker played you take it, I got it, and neither one of them did. Led to a three-run inning. Outside to Crawford. Ball one, no strike. So it's Crawford, Say, and Garvey in the Los Angeles fourth. Dodgers are in front in a 3-1 game. Braves led briefly, 1-0 at the end of two. That's a ball. We're in the fourth, and Henry Aaron will be due up second in the bottom of the inning. Aaron has walked and scored the only Atlanta run that was in the second. The wind and the 2-0 pitch. That's a little low, and it's ball three. The Giants beat the Reds 4-3 at Candlestick. New York Yankees knocked off Cleveland 5-3. There will be no other scores to give you. Strike called, and it's 3-1. Dodgers picked up their three runs on four hits, all in the third inning. They've out-hit the Braves 4-1. And the 3-1 to Crawford. Strike called inside corner at the knees. Davidson calling the balls and strikes around the bases first to third. It's Pulley, Sudol, and Wire. All right, he's got a full count, and Reed kicks and he fires. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. He challenged him with high hard stuff and got away with it.
Second strikeout in a row. He ended the last inning getting Ferguson.
That gives him four strikeouts, and we'll pause quickly here for station identification. This is the Braves Baseball Network.
WSB Radio, Atlanta. The sports stars know Vittorio's. The sports fans know Vittorio's. That's where they get together for fine steaks and Italian delicacies. 2263 Peachtree.
Well, we've just had our first display. We've had some couple of young fans run onto the field to shake hands with Henry Aaron. And I hope they think that a night in the cooler is worth it, because that's what they're going to get. Reed has struck out four. He has not walked anybody. And Ron Say, the third baseman, bounced off Reed's body and it caromed along the last time up. Here's a foul coming back this way. One. Garvey due up next. Pitch on the way. Swung on. High pop. Shallow right center. Baker and Gar coming together, and Baker makes the catch. Looked like they were going to have trouble getting together on that one.
The wind is really kicking up now, and the rain is starting to come again. I think that's causing most of the problems out there. As I look at the flags, looks like they're starched up here. Above us.
Here is Garvey, led off the third with a hit, scored their first run. Nobody on, two down. Ron Reed against Al Downing. We're in the fourth inning. Garvey's a right-hand batter. Off speed, swung on, popped up down the right side. Mike Lou, Lum's going to be there, and he makes the catch. Good effort. Lum broke quickly on that ball, ran with it, going away toward the lower boxes down the right side. Good effort by Mike Lum. Three up and three down. We're in the middle of the fourth. Dodgers 3, Braves 1.